This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So right now, to be honest with you, I don't like talking about mass shootings. I don't want to say I find them boring, but I find the topic boring. I think it's a tragedy when somebody becomes so disturbed and can't handle normal everyday life and decides that instead of just learning how to deal with it properly, they're going to go out and do something crazy. Now, I'm going to put that in a little bit of perspective. You got this, and I love how they characterize these young white teen to mid-20s kids, white males, I should say, who do all these mass shootings. And they wholly ignore the other elephant in the room, the black elephant, where black kids every single day go out somewhere in this country and at least attempt to commit mass murders, and in many cases succeed. These kids are marginalized. Nobody cares. A gang drives by a neighborhood, shoots it up, another gang retaliates, and this goes on back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, are 17 people killed? Are 25 people killed? Are 39 people killed? Are 49 people killed in a gay nightclub or in a movie theater or whatever? No. But thousands of them die every single year. In Chicago, over the weekend, you can bet there will be multiple murders. There won't be 17, but there'll be 4 to 8. Every weekend, like clockwork, it'll be mostly minorities killing other minorities. And it'll be the Democrats, no matter what the situation, will talk about gun control. Before I even get into that, a friend of mine, his daughter, well, he's a friend of a friend, daughter was killed in the Florida shooting. So it brings it close to home. But here's what I'll tell you. It has nothing to do with the gun. Liberals have blamed all of the following for the Florida shooting since it started. I'm talking about from the moment it started. They blame the guns. That's number one. I told you the other day, that's a checklist. Blame the guns. Number two, blame the NRA. Number three, blame Donald Trump. Number four, blame white people. Number five, blame Republicans. But here's who they won't blame. They'll allude to it. They'll act as if they care. They won't blame the perpetrators. They don't blame Cruz, the guy who shot this school up, Nicholas Cruz. They don't blame the kid that shot, the only time they want to blame somebody is the kid that shot up the black church in South Carolina. He's a Confederate, racist, you know, name it, you call it, who never voted for a Republican, who isn't conservative in any way, but he had a Confederate flag in a picture one time, so they'll blame him. But if it's got any ties to anything involving liberalism, they will run from it. They won't blame it. They don't care. Nicholas Cruz doesn't fit the narrative, except he's a white male. But they don't want to tell you everything about Nicholas Cruz, because if they told you that, you would understand who he is. The kid is a psychopath. He was intent on massacring people, and here's the funny part about it. They knew. No gun law was going to prevent this guy from doing this. If he hadn't done it with a gun, he would have done it with a car. Don't think the left gives a crap. If he had run over 17 kids and killed them, they wouldn't say a thing about him. They blame everything except what needs to be blamed. And they wonder why their problems can't get fixed. Look, folks, I've been in a gun culture my entire life. I have never, repeat, never wanted to go out and shoot innocent people with a gun. I'll shoot a criminal in an instant and won't even think 2 seconds about it. I will go to sleep and I will have the most peaceful, calm sleep you've ever imagined if I blow your brains out for trying to break into my house or hurt somebody in my family or friends or whatever. But I will not, there's nothing inside of me that wants to take a firearm and go out and hurt people that haven't done anything to me. Nothing. You should be, what liberals should be asking themselves is, what is the derangement syndrome that they suffer from that their people are the ones who do these things? They don't tell you that. They don't want to let you know it's somebody disturbed. Look at all these murders that are happening in black neighborhoods. You think these are people that are conservatives that are going around looking to, you know, looking forward to the future, looking forward to college? What kids do you think are doing this? What mentality do you create that makes somebody want to do that? Let me tell it to you. The mentality that you create that makes somebody wants to take a firearm and go kill somebody is you're worthless. You're weak. Nobody cares about you. Your life is meaningless. And that's what leftists promote. And they hate me, you, people like us for explaining who they are. They are the ones who create these kids. And that's why they tell you about guns and the NRA and all this other stuff. And meanwhile, people around you, it's going to hit home one day, folks. Might be you. They want to do a gun grab. Now, for what reason? Where has it worked? We have the lowest gun violence in terms of gun ownership anywhere in the world. Exponentially so. But they want our guns. I'm so sick of this discussion. It's ridiculous. What we should be banning is we should be banning liberalism. We should be banning leftists. We should be banning any politician that says we need to take your guns away. And moreover, we should be putting armed people in schools. Until we get rid of the scourge of leftism, we need to arm somebody in a school that can make sure that doesn't happen. Why can't our schools be safe? That's the question we should be asking. There are guns all over this country, assault rifles all over this country. How many attacks like this happen? It's rare, isn't it? It's very rare. So with all the guns that and all the potential for mayhem in schools, why does it not happen more often? That's what they should be asking themselves. And when it does, it is always the same type of person. I'm not talking about white teen male. I'm talking about crazy liberal, crazy leftist, crazy Democrat, crazy member of Antifa. And that's what we have here, folks. Listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back. Keep it here. We'll be talking more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I had no intention of talking more about this Florida school shooting. I see the left's game. They like keeping these things in the news, and they completely sensationalize it. And no misunderstanding, tragic, tragic event. I said earlier, a friend of a friend's daughter was killed in this, and you're going to see the tragic stories, and then they're going to go away until the next shooting. And you're going to have the, when that one occurs, you're going to hear the gun control nuts and the NRA, blah, blah, blah. You're going to hear all the other stuff that comes back out yet again as they wholly ignore the real problem. I look at the black community. They talk about, oh, black people can't vote and black people can't do this and black people. And I, really? So why? Where do most black people live? In cities. So if they're disenfranchised, who caused it? If there's any problem in the black community, given that blacks live concentrated in cities, whose problem is it? But they say it's yours. You're the one disenfranchising them. You're the one that doesn't want them to vote. You don't want them to get education. You want to keep your foot on them. You're the one that puts the cops on them. Every problem that is in the black community is generated in a city where they live that is run by nothing but Democrats. Do you think they want to solve it? Why do you think kids go out and shoot things up? I mean, give me a rational reason. You raise, most of you probably have raised kids. Are your kids, do you even predict that your kids would do something like that? The answer is no. Most conservatives would tell you, no, my kids are raised with good gun control safety. They know how to handle their problems. You want to know the biggest problem in the black community? I'll tell it to you right now, and I'll tell you why we're fixing it and why you should be supporting my work. The biggest problem in the black community is the black community's inability to handle its problems in a normal, rational way. What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? They're human beings. Black people know how to do. Shut up. You don't know nothing about black folks. Be quiet and take a lesson. Black people are angry. We've been made to be angry. And what happens is we have situations that make us angry. And I'll give you an example. Lack of fathers. I didn't have my dad. And worse than that, my mom died. And when my mom died, I got angry. I didn't get angry instantaneously. She died. I was four, about to turn five. What did I know? I was like, ooh. But when I learned about it and understand, and the brooding inside of me with now missing that person that was critical to my life and my other critical person being in San Quentin prison, I grew up and I learned to get angry. Now, somebody taught me to be angry because, see, that's a circumstance. It's a tragic one, but it's a circumstance of life. Other people stepped in. My grandparents stepped in. But I was missing that piece. Like, where's my dad? That's my grandfather. That's my grandma. Where's my mom and my dad? I see kids with their mom and their dad. They say mom and dad. They don't say Mud Dia and Daddy Ernest. Okay? They say mom and dad. Where's mine? And then eventually, people tell me, well, Kevin, you know, your people were slavery. And people took the man and sold him to another plantation. Well, that didn't happen to me. But they kind of took him and sold him to a plantation. Because my dad was taken, and he was put in the plantation of San Quentin prison. So he might as well have been sold. Contacted me every now and then. I knew of him. He wasn't a good guy. Mother gone. So, over time, without addressing this lacking, this where are my roots? Where are the people that formed me? I slowly gained this anger. Slowly. It just festered. And I was lucky because my grandparents, who did step in to become parents, were rational people. They were Democrats, but they were conservatives in their actions. They were rational people. And they would see my level of volatility, and they would say, you got to calm down. But they would keep me in sports. I was in sports. I was in the martial arts. I was in basketball, baseball, ran track, you know, the whole deal. Good athlete. They also focused on my education, you know, made me focus on it. And I was an overachiever anyway, so I loved it. I was absorbed in all these different things. And they kept it focused. But then I got from underneath them and started, you know, sowing my own oats. And as my grandmother would say, up jumped the devil. And I became volatile once I got out of the confines of home. And if you mess with me, I didn't talk to you. I just beat the crap out of you. I'll be like, what? What'd you say? Okay, let's do this. And it was over. And I'm lucky, quite honestly, that I didn't go to jail. And I mean, I could have gotten out of it because I never started a fight. But if you talk smack to me, I immediately responded. I didn't give you 2 seconds to think about it. It's a level of volatility that most blacks experience. And it's because of circumstances. Nobody's telling you how to deal with it. Nobody's, Kevin, look, stop jumping to, you know, just immediately going there. Well, why? Why are you trying to tell me what to do? You know, there you go. Calm down, man. I'm not your enemy. You know, and then having a conversation and explaining it and understanding that your circumstances are what have led you to this level of volatility. You're not volatile. But you feel that way. You feel challenged. You feel like, I mean, I can't even describe it. I try to describe it in my first book, The Big Black Lie, and I do a pretty good job. But there's a level of volatility that permeates the black community. Why do you think we're so quick to riot and burn stuff down? And immediately something happens, man, and social media is not helping. It's like, you know, something happens that affect that doesn't even really have an impact on the black community. Boom, we are up and at them and riding and talking, you know, got our cameras in our faces and stuff like this. And every one of them wants 15 seconds of fame because we've learned that's how you can get ahead. That's how you can become the next D-Ray, as if that's getting ahead. America is raising a psychotic nation. And they're doing it all on the wrong stuff because leftism still prevails. And when I say doing it on the wrong things, I'm saying they're doing it based on the wrong ideas. Guns are the problem. Guns are the least of our problems. Not having enough guns around is our problem. And the left know this. So they watch a Nicholas Cruz develop. They created him. Last name Cruz. Oh, man, you Latinos have really gotten a bad deal, Nicholas Cruz. Nicholas Cruz is a communist Democrat member of Antifa. Watch how little the leftist media focuses on any of those things. Students afraid of this guy. You have that clip?
Honestly, a lot of people were saying that it was going to be him, stuff like that. A lot of kids threw jokes around like that, saying that he's going to be the one to screw up the school, but it turns out, you know, everyone predicted it. That's crazy.
Wow, he must have come onto campus then, right?
Yeah, he was on the third floor. He knows the school layout. He knows where everyone would be at as of right now. He's been in some fire drills. He's prepared for this stuff.
So this guy's no secret. People knew what was going on. That's what's so funny about leftism. They know the problems. This guy was so volatile that the school said, you got to get out of here. And then they readily let him back in with a rifle. Oh, no, wait, an assault rifle. And now we got to analyze the rifle. Was it automatic, semi-automatic, blah, blah, blah? We don't have to analyze Cruz. Kids tell you exactly who this clown was, but does the left care?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, talking about this school shooter, something that I honestly had no interest in outside of the fact that people, Americans, are affected. Students, people at the beginning of their lives had their lives taken from them. That's the level of volatility we are in this country. And I blame leftists. And they can, oh, Kevin, you blame everything on leftism. You're dang right I do. You're doggone Skippy I do. Because that's where the blame belongs. There weren't this many school shootings when I grew up, probably when you grew up. If you're listening to this program, you're probably over 40 years old, maybe even over 60 years old. I have a lot of people that understand life that listen to this program. And let me tell you something, you long in the tooth folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are exactly right. We didn't have that type of volatility in America until we turned this country over to the leftists, the so-called progressives. Mass shootings. School shootings, terrorist attacks, and on, escalation of crime in black neighborhoods. Black neighborhoods were unsafe back in the 60s. They are exponentially more unsafe today. Black schools were maybe bad back in the 60s, but they are exponentially more bad now, and they got much more money. They got many more resources, and you name it. Nothing has changed, except it's gotten worse. Leftists knew this kid, Nicholas Cruz, was a bad kid. They kicked this kid out of school. You know how tough you got to be, how bad you have to be for a school to go, look, you're done. These bastions of progressivism, I'll get it out. These bastions of progressivism that say, let's be tolerant and let's do this and that, kicked this clown out of school because he was too sick. Communist, Democrat, Antifa member, kicked out of school. It takes an act of Congress to get kicked out of school now. Progressives kicking out the most hardcore of their types. And that's all they did. He was known to the FBI as a threat, folks, back in September of 2017. A guy on YouTube told the FBI, by the way, this is the very same FBI that is the swamp creatures that we're trying to get rid of at the managerial level right now. Look how tough it is to get rid of them at the managerial level when we find out they're committing sedition against the President of the United States.
Oh, but you know what they say? Oh, no, don't blame the little FBI guys. They're good guys. Yeah, these are the same FBI guys that were told of a threat of the Tsarnaev brothers that ended up bombing the Boston Marathon. The same FBI that were told of the San Bernardino killers and told of a host of others. The guy who shot up the bar down at the gay bar down in Florida, Orlando, they were told about most of these people. They ignored the warnings because that's what leftists do. They've been trained to ignore the things that they should be taking care of. Yeah. September of 2017, the inherited FBI of Donald Trump they disregarded somebody telling them about this guy. Last fall, a Mississippi bail bondsman, YouTube guy, he noticed a comment that was left on one of the videos of this guy, Nicholas Cruz. I'm going to be a professional school shooter. 36-year-old Ben Benight alerted the FBI, emailed a screenshot of the comment to the Bureau's tip account, flagged the comment to YouTube, and they removed the video. That's their response. Hey, let's take it off. Let's remove the evidence. Agents with the Bureau's Mississippi field office got back to him immediately, Benight said, and conducted an in-person interview the following day. That was on September the 25th. He says, they came to my office the next morning, asked me if I knew anything about the person. He says, I didn't. They took a copy of the screenshot, and that was the last I heard from them. But they contacted him again on Wednesday. After 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz fired on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in South Florida, and after this crazed maniac Democrat, progressive, leftist, Antifa communist killed 17 people, including a friend of a friend. You know why the FBI didn't do their job when they got this information? Maybe it was like the videographer of Benghazi. You want to know why the FBI didn't do its job? It was too busy spying on Donald Trump. That's why. This is crazy. Yeah, they're competent. So, Kevin, what are you doing? You condemning the FBI? Oh, do you need help? Yes. I'm condemning the FBI. See, what they try to tell you is, well, it's only the management that's bad. No, it isn't. It's people down at that level that are ignoring the real threats. The real threats in this country are these leftists. And the FBI has been trained to ignore them. Ignore all the black gang violence. In fact, they use it against you. If a bureaucrat in some city, Rahm Emanuel wants to rain a crap storm on you, he will call gangbangers to mess you up. Man, he ain't going to get the cops. He will get his gangbanger buddies. Don't think that these people are enemies with them. These people are not enemies with Nicholas Cruz. Half the bureau likes the guy. Don't be fooled. Oh, Kevin, you're going there. You're sounding like Alex Jones. Look, guys, go Google how many times the FBI had been alerted about some mass killer. Oh, yeah, we were aware of that through Homeland Security, and we reported that to the FBI. Why didn't something happen? Well, we didn't have enough evidence, and we didn't do this. Oh, you don't have enough evidence against Donald Trump with the Russian collusion. That's a fact. But you got plenty of evidence where somebody's going to go shoot up a school or shoot up a church or shoot up plant a bomb somewhere, and they got nothing. We got a lot of things to do over here at the FBI. You know, we got to go look at these fake dossiers. We got a lot of British people bringing us fake dossiers on Americans. That's what we got to do. Oh, I know. FBI is looking into Kevin Jackson. Well, look. Go ahead. I still come back to, I haven't done anything wrong. What, you look into me all you want? They'll create a dossier on you, Kev. Okay, fine. I will vouch for myself on my character. Oh, you did this. There's $50 million in your bank account off the Cayman Islands. Really? Wow. I don't know how they orchestrated it, but can I have it? Create it. Go ahead. Create false dossiers and all that. Look, you only got your character. And whatever comes what may. Fine. If I got to be Joshua and I got to go to prison so I can free Egypt and save grain for 7 years, I'll do it. There's nothing in this world that people are going to do that's going to hurt me anymore. Nothing. It's not going to happen.
Oh, Kevin, it could ruin your reputation.
So? What's that going to do? What's it going to mean in the end? As Solomon said at the end of his life, it's vapor. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how bad you are. It's vapor. Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to live it. I'm going to live it as good as I possibly can because my reward isn't here. It's not what the FBI thinks. It's not what you think. It's what I believe going forward in the, for the rest of my life. What's going to be my legacy with God? I don't care what people think about me. Oh, yeah. Okay, so if I end up in a gulag, I end up in a gulag. That's where I'll spend the rest of my life. But you know what? They'll never get into the head of Kevin Jackson because I've already had people be in my head. Losing my mother at the age of 4, almost 5 years old, my dad in prison and going through the life that I've led so far, psst. If you want to take it away, go ahead, because you can't take the rest of it away. You can't take what's inside. And that's why you can be at peace with yourself. That's why I'm at peace with myself about it all. I don't give a crap about the FBI. It's a crooked government. Every one of these cities is crooked. They don't care about solving problems that are going to save your life and make it better. If all we focused on in America was making our lives better, can you imagine what that place would look like? Can you imagine if Donald Trump was getting help, getting support of the left, and they say, you know what, President Trump, we appreciate what you're trying to do. We may not agree necessarily with everything, but we appreciate your efforts. We appreciate the fact that you've lost money. You've divested of a stock market that everybody gets to feast in. You've divested. You know, people have attacked you for no reason. People have threatened you. We understand that this government's gone against you and on and on and on. If they just said, we're going to all work together to make America better, DACA would be solved, wouldn't it? We would be giving mental health treatment to guys like Nicholas Cruz as opposed to sweeping him under the rug and watching innocent kids get their lives ended. But that's not what the left is about. They're not about helping. They're not about solving problems. They're about exacerbating problems, making your life worse, making your life miserable, taking things from you, and putting it into areas you would never put it, and ignoring problems because they know it vexes you. There's a lot to this guy, Nicholas Cruz. I didn't want to talk about this clown. But you know what? People can wrote to me, Kevin, let's talk about, okay, fine. You want to talk about school shootings? There'll be another school shooting. But I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Because I don't care about the school shooting, but I do care about the root problem. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So here's the scenario. Nicholas Cruz grows up in a progressive leftist school indoctrination system, and what they call it, an educational system. That system kicks him out, dismisses him, discards him, whatever you want to call it. He then returns to the very same system where he's been taught social justice, all kinds of nonsense about multiculturalism and how to get along with everybody, and understanding the LGBT community, the black community, the minority community, the Guatemalan midget community. And then he returns and he shoots up the very school that taught him how to be tolerant. Here's what's funny. No matter where these school shootings occur, that's always the case. It's not some radical conservative that goes, this is crazy, this stuff doesn't matter, this is nonsense, I'm going to go leave and I'm going to grab my AK-47 and come back and shoot the school up. No, conservative kids just sit there going, whatever, looking at their watches going, when can I get out of this nonsense? That's what they do. Meanwhile, it's the leftists. Every one of these school shootings has been the loner, the kid who supposedly wasn't getting bullied, right? Who got bullied. The kid who couldn't fit in, even though what they're telling us now is, hey, you know what? Don't pick a best friend. Make everybody your friend. The kid who's supposed to have experienced the massive amount of tolerance that supposedly comes from the left. The kid who is supposed to be completely open to all races and cultures and genders and all these other things. And at every one of these school shootings, you know who returns to shoot it up? The very student that they've created on the left. And he doesn't go back and go shoot up, I don't know, well, these days and time, they can't shoot up anything, these leftists. They'll shoot up congressmen at a baseball game, and they'll shoot up movie theaters. They'll even shoot up black churches. But here's what's interesting. They keep coming back to these schools. They shoot up the very people who tell them all about their social consciousness and all the things they're supposed to be aware of, right? Why is that? Yeah, just curious. If it works so well, why isn't it working? Go back 5 decades. How many school shootings were there? When schools were conservative and we lived in the most open gun culture on the planet, when there were no gun laws, everybody walked around with their six shooter on them. How many school shootings were there? Yeah, exactly. The number of school shootings has risen in exact proportion to the leftism that has taken over America, and it's risen exponentially. And here's the thing, folks. It ain't going to stop. Not unless we stop it. If you think your child is safe in a school in America, you are naive. Until they arm somebody in that school and they make these kids walk through metal detectors, and let me tell you why they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it because it'll change the narrative. See, black schools, you can walk through a metal detector because they can rationalize that. Well, there's a lot of crime in those neighborhoods and we don't want the bad guys getting in. But when suburbia starts shooting itself up, Parkland, Florida, that's not some overwhelmingly black school. That's not a black school, a school in the hood. Ask yourself, I talked about this earlier, why do we ignore the crime that goes on in black neighborhoods? There are drive-by shootings. There are mass shootings every day in Chicago. Any city in the country has mass shootings. Now, they may be separate incidents, but there are mass shootings in almost every major city in this country every single weekend at the very least, and sometimes daily. Certainly daily, there are mass shootings in every city. Multiple people being shot. Different guns. But the outcome's the same. 3 people died today, 2 people over the weekend, 41 people shot, 16 killed, whatever, in Chicago. You can set your watch by it. But the left don't care because those black people don't make good role models. See, they're thugs and gangbangers and all that. So when black-on-black crime occurs, you can't address it. Why would I address that? That's going to happen. But when suburbia gets shot up, some white kid, then the white people, it's the gun, man. No, no, it isn't. It's that cretin you created. Because, see, if you've taught kids the right things in schools, why would they return and shoot up everybody? Why would they return and shoot up the tolerant, loving little kids they've gone to school with? Maybe those kids aren't as tolerant and as loving as you think. Oh, man. Evil, evil is what it is. Evil in the form of leftism. Evil. What evil lurks in the mind of leftists? Nicholas Cruz wanted to shoot up schools, folks. He said it. He said that was going to be his role in life, is to shoot up schools. He wanted to kill classmates. He wrote this. I'm not making this up. This isn't Kevin Jackson saying it.
The Kevin Jackson Show said that Nicholas Cruz is a killer and wanted to do...
No. Nicholas said it. Nicholas was a member of Antifa, and Antifa tried to cover it up. We have the tweet of them saying, don't let this get out that he was a member of Antifa, funded by George Soros and other leftists who want to destroy America. Why? Because it's there. That's what leftists do. You ever wondered, why is my mirror knocked off of my car? Why is my mailbox knocked over? Why did somebody throw a brick through my house? Why did somebody key my car? Just because it's there. Why did they put graffiti on my building? Because it was beautiful. It was pristine. It was untouched. And somebody said, you know what? That guy, he needs a little strife in his life. I'm going to break the window off of his car. I'm going to knock his mailbox down. I'm going to poison his dog. I'm going to break his window. I'm going to key his car. I'm going to graffiti his business. I'm going to interfere with somebody's relatively placid life and give them something to think about today. See, leftists don't want to talk about the problems they create in their political ideology. Let me ask you this. Anybody think that Cruz thought of the consequences of his actions? You have kids, you probably teach them about consequences. If you're listening to my voice, somebody probably taught you about consequences, except for the few libturd idiots that are listening to the program. I'm glad you're here, by the way. Because it shows me that you're taking a step in the right direction. I don't know who got you involved in the 12-step process, but let's say it now together, liberals. You say this with me. I am an idiot, and that's why I'm here. Go ahead, say your name to say you're an idiot, and that's why you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Call in, by the way, 844-551-8255. You're idiots. I'm going to tell you what you are. If it pisses you off, I don't really care, because you are the reason that we're having this discussion. We could be talking about a lot of fun stuff. We could be talking about the Olympics. Oh, wait, that's not fun, because there are leftists there who say, I don't want to go to see the president because I won my medal. You know what? Don't go. I think Donald Trump should say, if you're an athlete, don't even bother to come to the White House. I'll send you a congratulatory letter. You can tear it up. You can do what you want. But you're not invited to the White House. When you get invited to the White House, it should be a privilege, invited by the president. If you want to go on a tour, go. It's your house. But if you get invited to come sit down for dinner, it should be a privilege. Not, oh, man, I want a gold medal. I'm going to the White House, so I'm going to deny going to the White House. See, that's another one of these leftist things that's been created now. Stephen Curry and all these basketballers, LeBron James, I don't want to go to the White House. Don't go, fool. You wanted to go to the White House and there was a black guy in it, huh? That was the deal? Anyway, I'm off track on that. Consequences. Anybody think Cruz thought of the consequences of his actions? Anybody think that the black teen who robbed a store at gunpoint thought of the consequences of his actions? I'm just using that as an example. I don't have one in mind, but do you think he thought of the consequences? How do you weigh stealing a few hundred dollars versus a few years in prison? Let's say you rob that liquor store the first time and you get away with it and you get your $750 and you go back and you do it again, or you rob another one and you get another $1,000. But $5,000 in, you're going to get caught. Is that going to be worth the 3 years you spend in prison? Think about that. $5,000 for 3 years of your life, fighting for your life against booty bandits. Is it worth it? You think this guy, after killing 17 people, what can he possibly believe is good that comes from this? He's going to prison for the rest of his life at the age of 19. Okay? He's going to be in prison for the rest of his life. But here's what's interesting, folks. In his mind, he's done something good. That's how twisted leftism is. When they train you to be a progressive, they kick you out of their program, you come back because you've been taught to be a social justice warrior, and they were obviously, they completely abandoned you. You shoot up everybody, not the people who abandoned you, but the students. I don't know why. Maybe he had a beef with them, maybe he didn't. I don't think he had a beef with 17 kids. He just shot them up. But whatever he did it, and he believes that it was the right thing to do. How sad is that?
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.